وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brother Abu Umar, حفظك الله تعالى. Okay, I will consider your question is connected with zakah of the money, of the savings money. Okay, not trading zakah, not the zakah of trading, because it's different scenario. Okay, look to me, my brother. I will bet on your example, on your beautiful example, the answer, and I will try to make it more clear. Now, in your place, the nisab, the limit of the zakah, start on from 80,000. If someone got 80,000, means finish, and the year passed by it, he need to pay zakah. So the nisab, the 85 grams gold, equal in your country currency 80,000. Okay. So the 80,000, akhi, came to you on the Hijjah already, complete 1 year on the Hijjah. Okay. So now you're gonna pay the zakah. 2,000, you're gonna pay 2.5 from the 80,000. Okay. Then after that, ya akhi, khalas, now the next zakah gonna be in the next Dhul Hijjah. But during these months, you keep having an income, 2,000 to the nisab, 5,000 to the nisab, 6,000 to the nisab, 10,000 to the nisab, month by month. You have addition and you keep it with the nisab, in the savings. You understand? So until became 100,000, already 4 months, 5 months, it's already 100,000. What you do with the extra 20,000, 500,000 that you got it? Because already 100,000. The answer, not yet. The main thing for us is the nisab. When the nisab complete another 1 year again, at that situation, you're gonna pay zakah for everything you saved with the nisab. So when the next Dhul Hijjah come and your money is already 180,000, you're gonna pay the zakah for 180,000, 2.5. You understand? Like that. So if the nisab remain there, doesn't matter how much addition you had on it, when the time comes, you're gonna pay for all, include the addition, because the nisab is there. You understand? This is the first scenario. It's very clear. The second scenario, if your nisab got what? Damage and got lower. For example, the nisab in your country, 80,000. You paid 2,500. Zakah now became less than 2,500. Sorry, you paid 2.5 zakah again. Sorry, you paid 2.5 zakah, so became lower than the nisab. No zakah on you. Then the nisab became complete on Jumad. On Jumad, it became complete. Now your time will be changed from Jumad, from Dhul Hijjah. Your time of the zakah will change from Dhul Hijjah to Jumad. You understand? وَهَكَذَا, always like that. Then you're gonna build on it like how you did in the first mas'ala. You understand? The main thing for us is we see where is the nisab and how much the nisab, how long remain the same, it been added or it been shorted or still the same till the end. This is how you calculate it. And dear brother, I wish the situation is clear, because it's very simple and easy. حَفَظَكَ اللَّهُ.